Oh, shit. Yes, thank you, baby. It's dead. Go plug it in. Yeah, shut up. Hello and welcome again to the Warhounds podcast. According to the Eggheads and testing, we're going to be doing a pre-recorded message about the gaming for gaming for charity. Sounds like a watch to me. Anyway, you'll be listening to the best minds and talkers in the industry. I'm trying to do this. Nope, couldn't keep a straight face. That sucks. Anyway, so first we have the guy who's already made his Gears of War judgment, Tubbsy.
What's going on?
The guy who thinks I'm the clone of Cave Johns for some reason, Blades.
Hell yes.
Hell yes. The man who has more points than a fistful of needles, Leadhead.
Yeah, I'm the cowboy.
And me, the guy that if he'd have pulled that impression off, worth a shit, would have needed a lozenge after the intro, What the Flux. The Warhounds of the gaming community, founding on the principle of never having to play alone. We play primarily on the Xbox, but have been known to dabble in PC games from time to time. If you like what you hear and would like to join us, please visit www.warhounds.net, register and apply. It's not about how well you play, but how well you play with others.
Giggity.
And with that, this week we're going to hand it off to Tubbsy to start the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Tubbsy?
This is something that I've been wanting to do for a while. I just haven't really brought it up. This is a good time because this past week, if you don't know, spent some time in the hospital. For some personal issues, and I'll get into that because what I want to discuss is gaming for charity. I've come across, there's a guy that he did the Pink Lancers Cure Cancer on the Epic Forums and streamed for 24 hours straight playing Gears, and anybody that bought a Pink Lancer before then and up to then, Epic donated a portion of that to the Breast Cancer Foundation. Then he's done one for multiple sclerosis. He works a lot with AbleGamers.com. They, you know, people with disabilities that, you know, like somebody that, say, they were in the war, they lost an arm, and they loved playing video games before. But now they can't, obviously, because they've got one arm. You know, they try and make it more accessible, especially with able gamers. And there's a lot of, there's quite a few people that do these gaming sessions that you can come in, you donate, they go straight to like able gamers. Or the MS Society, or actually it was Epic and Insomniac. They were doing like a, where they run through the mud and get extremely dirty in one of those relay races. And all the portions went to them. And then, you know, they donated all of that to the MS Society. So it's a very good thing. It's something I'd like to see us get involved with, because, you know, somebody, you know, has, you know, it may be a friend of a friend, but has died of breast cancer or struggles with some other illness. And there's quite a few. I've seen, there was one that I seen, they dressed as Mario and Luigi and they played different Mario titles for 24 hours straight and they raised a ton of money. The Humble Bundle, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. They actually, any developers, and they will put all these games in a bundle, and you can get them for a very cheap price, and part of it will go to the actual company that's hosting the games, and then part of that will also go to the developers, straight to the developers. And then another part will go to a charity of their choice. Sometimes it's like the Children's Foundation or something like that. I'm going to get a bit more personal because, you know, it's hard to see something like that and go, well, you know, I really don't know anybody like that. So maybe, you know, I'm not going to, I wish I had, you know, even like a dollar. But, you know, they're like, it's more, when it's personal, it's easier to do. I have, as of right now, I have bipolar, PTSD, and OCD as an official diagnosis. So mental health, and I know there's tons of research out there for mental illness that could definitely use donations because they're about 15 years behind every other health medical field out there because, you know, when somebody had a mental illness before, they would just lock them up and throw away the key in a padded room. And now they're actually trying to medicate it and, you know, help these people so they can actually live a somewhat normal, healthy life. The thing that put me in the hospital this past week was about 4 years ago, I had some issues with... I started having trouble with balance and my vertigo, where I was really dizzy. And then I started slurring my words. And I went in and got checked out. And I did a lot of tests, and it bankrupted me. Just no other way of putting it. I had to file bankruptcy because of how much money and in medical bills I had to pay for all this, these tests. And the only thing that they can find that's even close is multiple sclerosis. And it affects about 300,000-400,000 people. And it puts people like me in a situation where, like, I haven't been able to get much help in the last 4 years because I can't work. I mean, if you're dizzy and you can't walk straight, you know, how can you drive? How can you, you know, unless you get you're lucky enough to work at home, but there isn't a whole lot of people that can do that. And then where it's affecting my mind as well, that also puts me in a bad situation. And the National MS Society actually helped me out last year. It's been about a year and a half. They actually helped me pay for an MRI of my head. And I go in next Tuesday for another MRI, which I'm not getting any help with that one. But it's something that, like, I've been in a situation where, like, I can't get much medical help because I don't qualify for Medicaid because I don't have an official diagnosis. They think this is what it is, but it's such a hard illness to diagnose that they can't just go out and say, and if they mess it up and put me on the wrong medication, it can make me worse, which, and that's irreversible. So I just wanted to give you guys something to relate to. I know a lot of you guys didn't know about it. Like, I've got a cane that I use on occasion. I should probably use it a lot more, but I don't like it. I mean, I've had three canes. This one actually fits me perfectly, but I just hate it because it feels weird. It's not, you know, something for fashion. I don't use it for fashion. I use it because I actually need it, but I still don't like using it. And at home, I'm home most of the time because it's so hard for me to get out, and so many things affect me when I do leave that it just... I'm down for, you know, I'll sleep for like 3 days because I'm just worn out. And then, you know, not only that, you have to deal with people looking at you funny because you're walking with a cane or something like that. Because I'm young, you know, I shouldn't be having these problems, but I don't, it's not like something I chose to have. But I definitely like to see some more involvement with the Warhounds community and even some of our listeners, and I'll post some of these websites, and I'll post the Twitch definitely to, his name is Craigums. He's a very nice guy, very down to earth. You know, I told him a little bit about my situation and he was like, what's your Twitter? And I gave it to him and he follows me on Twitter and we talk about games and stuff all the time. But he does quite a bit with Able Gamers, and then there's other ones out there, and I'll put some of those links in the in the description, like always. But you know what? I'd like to see some more involvement. I mean, even if it's a dollar, when one of these guys does that, I mean, it's just another dollar. Also, my mom died of breast cancer last year, June of last year. It was a bad situation, but that's something, you know, when I play Gears, I play with a pink Lancer. When I have my Lancer on, I always have. And it's for that reason. And a lot of people will say, you know, why are you using a pink Lancer? And I'm like, well, it's my mom died of breast cancer. And I had one guy actually say, he's like, well, you know, why do people use pink Lancers? I said, well, pink Lancers cure cancer. He's like, well, who really buys into that shit? And I said, well, I do, because my mom died of breast cancer. And he went, oh, well, I feel like an asshole now. And I'm like, well, eat your own words on that one. But what, you know, what do you guys think? Are you guys still even there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
You're like, so what do you guys think?
That's a lot to absorb.
It is because I don't talk about it because it's, yeah, I don't want people to feel like, you know, well, he can't do this because he's got this problem. So I try and do what I can, and when I need help, I'll ask for it. You know, Flux edited the last two podcasts for me, which I'd taken over, and I just physically couldn't do it and mentally couldn't do it. But like, I know Flux has the capability to stream, but I don't know if he's a masochist enough to stream for 24 hours straight.
I'm a masochist for anything, bro. Well, if it's something like that, hell
you
yeah.
Know, I'd like to see us get involved in something like that, you know, and see, yeah, I'd love to see us get more involved, you know, cause it's not, you know, something like streaming is great because it just costs your energy and, you know, your light bill and the actual sleep that you're going to lose for that 24 hours. But
and the internet you're already paying
yeah,
for.
You know, so, but something like I bought a capture card with the intention to stream. I haven't quite figured that out yet if I can, but I just for that was a big reason why I wanted to stream was because I wanted to do something like that. But I'd like to see.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. Get like something like, I don't know, just like something Borderlands coming out tonight. We'd get four people who just sit there and play Borderlands. But we'd have to get all four people streaming, though, and I could build a page to put all four streams up at once so that everybody can see everybody's point of view. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Don't have that shit to stream it.
Oh, well, we'll figure something out. It could be just two people. It doesn't have to be everybody.
Well, it could be one person. That's what he does.
We all want to, like, eventually, like, do an all-inclusive thing with Borderlands, too. I understand that.
But I've seen a lot of these things. I saw a lot of it. There was, I remember the Carmine shirt, the...
Oh, Save Carmine or Kill Carmine?
Save Carmine, or and that was for Child's Play. So that one was pretty cool. They also, I remember, and Blades probably remembers a lot of this too, back when Rock Band first came out, there were a lot of, like, 24-hour, 36-hour, 48-hour, like, Rock Band game marathons to raise money as well.
Well, yeah, even with a lot of games and gaming companies and developers have done a lot towards that. Like, even as money-hungry as they are and how much we've bitched about them, Activision donated $2 million to a Call of Duty Endowment charity, which the organization helps...
disabled veterans, I believe?
Well, they don't have to be disabled, but it's they just help military veterans and servicemen actually find jobs. Like, when they come back, like, you know, everybody's been overseas for a year and a half, 2 years, and they come back, nobody has jobs. Well, this organization is placed so that way they can sign up and they can actually find them scholarships to go back to school and get a degree and actually find them jobs to work in. So,
I mean, it helps shape a different view on the gaming industry, you know, as you mentioned before, that they are all about money, but I do think, you know, that with the way they do things with charities, like with the Pink Lancers and with the Activision and the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, is a great thing to do other than just, you know, to develop an entertainment platform or game and sell it, but also to help other causes out there is a really great way to give the game industry a facelift on what they're all about. And I think that's a really, really good thing that happens. Of course, I haven't been involved. I wish I could be involved in these things, but I'm glad that other people have done these things to support these various causes that are important to the health of our society. But thank you for sharing your story, Tubbsy. That is a very unfortunate thing that you're in, and that would happen to your mother. And I do appreciate someone who can put that kind of information out about themselves for people to listen to. So I do appreciate that.
Yeah, and this is something that Able Gamers just came out with. They've been working with a lot of bigger game companies to make it so that people with disabilities, it's easier for them, so they can be involved. And this is more, there was a more detailed site, if I can find it, that went through everything, and it was for a developer to go through and take a look and see what they can do to make things better for people with disabilities so they can actually game too. And some things you wouldn't think of, like, you know, not using things that, you know, maybe somebody's colorblind and it's hard for them to see. You know, they say this is what you can do to make that accessible to somebody that has trouble with. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, they want remappable buttons in all games, so that they have the ability. And, you know, the PC, it's easier to make that kind of modifications, but some of them are some things they can do in development. That, like, remappable keys, alternative configurations, camera controls.
There was a lot of talk about stuff like this.
That's pretty snazzy. I keep going
back to Rock Band, but it is pretty snazzy. About, like, a kick pedal, and because you have people who were, there was a paraplegic who was trying to play Rock Band and he couldn't play the drums because he couldn't use the bass pedal. And so a friend of his came up with a clicker he put in his mouth that he used as his bass pedal. So that way he could play Rock Band, he could play the drums. Instead of using his foot, he would just click it with his mouth. It was pretty cool.
Not trying to sound like a dick or anything, but double bass would be ridiculous if you tried to do that.
I don't even know how he would do that unless he could chomp on both sides of his mouth at different times. that would be, or I don't know. I'm not. You know what? That is going to go way into an area that's just going to get real dirty real fast. So I'm just going to leave it alone.
I wasn't even going that way. That's just...
Yeah. But it would be. But,
that'd just be like, you'd have to, like, fucking, I don't know, get your teeth chattering that fast.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Even some of the single bass songs are crazy. Indestructible, all those songs. Battery.
Yeah, it's Indestructible, a slow double bass.
Battery wasn't.
Battery is a double bass.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. Those are actually double bass pedals.
We got off topic in the hurry there.
A little bit. But.
No, we're still talking about doing things.
But yeah, I would absolutely love to see us get involved with something like that. I mean,
I'd definitely be willing to do something.
Halo 4 coming out. I mean, there's all kinds of things we could do with that.
Yeah, definitely.
I would probably buy a recording system to do streaming. For that reason, would definitely be worth it for me.
Yeah, we got plenty of people who can stream. In fact, you can stream off other people's streams. I mean, it's crazy the stuff you can do nowadays. So, but maybe even work on this. Talk to a few people, especially just throwing ideas around. You know, if we're doing Halo, maybe get Rooster Teeth involved. They're always doing crap like this. You know, they always do play dates and shit like that. And if they know we're doing something like this, help them out or have them help us out. Kind of thing. I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, there really is. And that guy, Craig Ums, I told him, I said, you know what, because I don't have the money to actually, you know, donate, but I've got plenty of time, and I'd like to get involved and help in any way I can with when he's streaming. He gets quite a few people. You know, the nice thing about him when he does it is, like, Flack. And he works with the president Joe Graff of Epic Games, and they get involved and give them a special DLC to the content that Gears of War. They'll give out free character skins, stuff like that. But if we start doing streams and get involved with that, our Twitter and our YouTube accounts. I need to throw up the Twitch TV accounts up as well. But, you know, connect with us there and we will let you know. I'd love to see some more involvement in some of these charities. And I think we've all said about enough. I think I've said way more than probably ever. Thanks for listening, guys. This has been the Warhounds Podcast. And again, thanks for listening.